It is 27 degrees at 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's 2024. The crowds cheered in New York's Times Square as the crystal ball descended to start 2024. So have you made your New Year's resolutions yet? The AP's Julie Walker with some advice.
Social psychologist Omid Fotouhi says some people hang on to outdated goals for way too long.
They might have had a particular weight that they had when they were in high school, and they've hung on to that desired same weight for decades. But it's no longer relevant.
He advises set goals based on who you are now and remember.
Goals are only there to serve a function, to get you started. And if they don't do that, then maybe that's not the appropriate goal for you.
I'm Julie Walker.
Japan is issuing tsunami alerts and telling people to evacuate seaside areas after a series of strong quakes on its western coastline this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Japan Meteorological Agency says a series of tremors in the Sea of Japan shook Ishikawa and nearby prefectures today, prompting a tsunami warning for Ishikawa and lower-level tsunami warnings or advisories for the rest of the western coast on the island of Honshu. I'm Donna Warder.
Here at home, workers in 22 states are getting minimum wage increases in this new year. In California, the minimum wage will be $16, up from $15.50. Also in California today, a new law takes effect that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places, even as a court case continues to challenge it. A new threat from North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. He says if his military is provoked, it should, quote, thoroughly annihilate the United States and South Korea. This is AP News. More now on what North Korea's Kim Jong-un is saying. The AP's Shelley Adler.
There are new threats from the head of North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggest he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas is down to $3.11 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today's forecast for southwest Wisconsin, it's going to be a fairly mild day for the first day of the year. A high of 33, clouds giving way to some sunshine gradually, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a low of 22. Tuesday, breezy and warmer and 37. Wednesday, 32. Plenty of sunshine, low 30s on Thursday and Friday as well. In Richland Center, our current reading is down 4 from the midnight reading. It is 27 degrees. Good morning and Happy New Year. Today is Monday, January 1st, 2024.
We'll be right back. my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, thou art.
We start today in a positive way with the Statler Brothers' How Great Thou Art. Before that, our national anthem played by Leonard Slotkin and the orchestra. Hello, kids! Monday morning, January 1st. It's pretty quiet out there this morning. Of all the mornings to wake up the radio station, this is always usually one of the loneliest ones because not too many cars on the highway and a lot of folks up late. So if you're out there, hello! Hello, anybody out there? Yeah. Well, we appreciate listening. If you're out there this morning, a few of us have to get up and do the chores and milk the cows and do all of those things. So good to have you along here. A Packer win last night. I'm sure a lot of folks up celebrating the Packer win over the Vikings. Viking fans probably went to bed early. I would have. And I actually did. I stayed up a little past halftime. I got pretty wild last night. Stayed up past halftime and watched until the beginning of the fourth quarter, I guess it was. But the Packers went on for a 33-10 win over the Vikings. We'll recap that in sports in about 10 minutes. Today, 27 in Richland Center on a Monday morning. Here's Ronnie Milsap.
I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's home loving you. About night things in the middle of the afternoon, and every night you make my daydreams come true. Well, all day long while I'm working in town, time slows down to a crawl. When I'm not thinking about you, I'm checking the clock on the wall. Then it's goodbye, goodbye factory and hello,
hello.
Smile across my face, 'cause I'm back in the arms of your sweet love, where my thoughts have been all day. I'm having daydreams about night things.
while my hands make a living, my mind's home loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon, and every night you make my daydreams come true.
Connie Smith on the Milk House Show. A reminder today, the Brewer Public Library will be closed for the New Year's Day holiday today. And there will be a New Year's Day Mass today at 8 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Cazenovia. Benediction will immediately follow Mass, and all are welcome to attend. Last night, a Rotary Lights in the Park. Last night, hopefully you had a chance to take in those, maybe on a night or another night, multiple nights or whatever, but it certainly was an enjoyable season for the Rotary Club. They need volunteers to help with the start of taking down the Rotary Lights in the park tomorrow morning starting at 10. If you can help, please come to Kroska Park. The main goal is to get all electrical cords on the grounds collected and sorted into different sizes of 10 through 100-foot cords. There will be containers available. Please dress for the weather. You might want to wear, actually bring along another set of gloves, too, because they can get a little bit on the wet side. So be aware of that. A real cool season. I'm not even sure if they had... Maybe one time they closed down early, but I don't know that they had any cancellations. We'll have to check in with the officials of the Rotary Lights, but it was a good season for them. It is 27 degrees right now, WRCO Radio, as we cruise along the morning a little bit further into 2024. Here's T.G. Shepherd.
Yeah. our plans were made. I got a weekend business trip out to L.A. She drives him to the airport, watches till he boards a plane. Then she hurries to a phone booth, and across town the telephone rings. She's got one for the money, two for the show, one to pay for the credit cards, and two to rock and roll. She arrives at the honky tonk just a little bit late. Parks her Mercedes round back, cause her name's on the license plate. She steps into another line as she walks through. Then she melts into his arms as they dance out across the floor. And she's got one for the money, two for the show, one to pay for the credit cards, and two to rock and roll. But two gives her the feeling she needs that one's money can't buy. Another wild lover's weekend. The blinds of Sunday afternoon. She wishes it could last forever, and he's begging her to stay. But she's got to pull herself together, cause there's a plane coming in from L.A. And she's got one for the money, two for the show, to pay for the credit cards, and to rock and roll. Oh, oh, oh. One gave her a wedding ring and a new car that she drives, but two gives her the feeling she needs that one's money can't buy. And she's got one for the mind.
T.G. Shepherd on WRCO and one for the money. We're headed toward a high of 33 later today, tonight, 22 for the first day and night of the year, and tomorrow, 37. Not a bad way to ring in the new year temperature-wise. You don't have to turn up the heat very high in the doghouse this week.
Both calves and slaughter cows are lower at this past Wednesday's holiday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Better Holstein bull calves sold from $2 to $3.50 with newborn and heifer calves $1.05 to $1.70. Beef cross calves weren't tested. The bulk of the slaughter cows sold from $71 to $90. We did have a few thin, questionable health cows in the $50 to $70 range. Beef bulls up to $97. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, January 5th, 2024, and the next hay sale will be on Wednesday, January 10th. Darren's receiving calls about packages of cattle for sale and for the upcoming sales after the first of the year. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim, and we'll come out to your farm, give you a quote on the cattle for these upcoming sales. All of us at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, thank you for your business this past year, and we look forward to continue to serve your livestock marketing needs in 2024.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
520, a look at sports today. Jordan Love threw three touchdown passes and ran for his score to put the Packers in control of a spot in the playoffs with a 33-10 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Aaron Jones rushed for 120 yards, and Jaden Reed had two touchdown catches as the Packers move to 8-8. They can get the NFC's last wild card spot by beating Chicago at home next week. Green Bay moved above the cut when Seattle lost earlier in the day. The Vikings fell to 7-9. They benched Jaren Hall for Nick Mullins in another quarterback switch at halftime last night. Big win for the Packers. It was kind of a topsy-turvy day in the NFL, and some of the expected teams to win didn't win. I guess that's what makes it fun. Arizona beat Philadelphia 35-31. It was Baltimore 56-19 over Miami. Buffalo got the win against New England 27-21. The Bears over Atlanta 37-17. Houston 26, Tennessee 3. Indianapolis 23-20 over Las Vegas. Jacksonville beat Carolina 26-0. Rams 26, Giants 25. New Orleans 23, Tampa Bay 13, San Francisco 27-10 over Washington, Pittsburgh 30, Seattle 23, Denver 16, the Chargers 9, Kansas City beat Cincinnati 25-17. The NFL action from over the weekend, certainly some good games, teams jockeying for position into the possible playoffs. The Packers and Bears will play. It looks like that game's going to be a 3:25 kickoff time on Sunday. That was a TBA about when it would start on Sunday, but it appears it'll be the second game because the Pack will have obviously everything to play for. From the NBA, Atlanta 130, Washington 126, Boston 134, San Antonio 101, New Orleans beat the Lakers 129-109, Oklahoma City over Brooklyn 124-108, Phoenix 112, Orlando 107, Sacramento 123, and Memphis 92. And from the world of college football in action that was played or will be played, certainly a big day for college football. Texas at Washington, that will be going on tonight between the third-rated Texas team and number two Washington. Alabama plays at Michigan this afternoon. Liberty at Oregon. Iowa is at Tennessee for a early afternoon kickoff, and the Badgers play LSU as well in the ReliaQuest Bowl. That's happening today. LSU quarterback Garrett Neusmeyer is confident he can lead the nation's most prolific offense into the post-Jaden Daniels era. So that's a New Year's Day ReliaQuest Bowl game. Begins at 11 o'clock, pregame time 9 o'clock on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is your Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Systems dealer. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. Kleppe Grain Service serves farmers with grain hauling needs throughout all of Southwest Wisconsin. With Kleppe Grain Service, you get on-time delivery and quality service. Quail Run Golf is a sports bar located in Richland Center. The restaurant and bar open daily at 11 a.m. with daily specials on food and drinks at Quail Run Golf.
5:24 the time. It's time to officially kick it into gear. If you're trying to recover from eating a few snacks at your New Year's Eve celebration, maybe just waking up, or maybe you haven't gone to bed yet. Whatever. Here we go. the Mom and Dads and the Silver Bells Polka right there at WRCO. That helped me work off a little bit of the New Year's celebration. It was a wild one, I'll tell you what. Woo! But I did stay up past halftime last night of the game. So, yeah, that's good for me. Farm News and Markets coming up next.
We sure can love each other when we try. Just like in all the love songs, when we try, and some nights I love you so much, content to be beside you, and when I finally close my eyes, the sun is high. But we sure can hurt each other when we try. We know all the ways to make each other cry. But when we forget compassion, and to forgive is too old-fashioned, we've let everything worth having pass us by. But we sure can love each other when we try. And I know we'll need each other till we die. And we'll grow together, you and I. 'Cause we sure can love each other when we try. Yes, we sure can love each other when we try.
Tammy Wynette on the Light in the Milk House Show. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 27 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing, design service and more, all from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Chlorpyrifos is back in the toolbox, but for how long? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Connected Energy, the Clean Fuels Conference, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. Chlorpyrifos is back in the farmer's toolbox for 11 crops, but soybean growers worry the EPA will take it away again.
Perhaps they would try to use some of the blanket rules that they've done in the past, which could negatively impact soybeans.
Grower Tanner Johnson says the Wisconsin Soybean Association is among the groups trying to ensure chlorpyrifos remains consistently available.
If you give them an inch, they may take a mile. That doesn't go for just the EPA, but we fought really hard to keep some of these tools in our toolbox, and to lose them can cause severe economic impact overnight, almost, in some instances.
Johnson says another concern is the possible availability of chlorpyrifos, since major manufacturers have announced they won't make it anymore. Johnson says his supplier is advising farmers to purchase chlorpyrifos early to avoid possible shortages. An ag lender says this winter, farmers need to calculate the impact increased interest rate levels could have on their businesses. Denise Watson with Merchants Bank says rates seem to have stabilized and the shock of record increases is over.
Now, this is where everything kind of gets dialed in, and this is reality, that this is, hey, maybe where they're going to stay. It's not just a quick up, quick down type of thing. So adjustments are being made all around.
She tells Brownfield relationships matter when working with lenders, and building personal connections can make navigating financial challenges less difficult. A U.S. congressman who represents the top turkey-producing state in the country says the farm bill needs to account for highly pathogenic avian influenza. Minnesota Republican Brad Finstead tells Brownfield there should be additional resources for the national veterinary stockpile.
Also, the testing and the identification of producers that have struggled through the challenging times with avian influenza. Right now, we're going through it again. We've had over 20 affected commercial flocks, close to 700,000 birds in Minnesota.
He says members of Congress need to grasp the economic consequences of avian flu.
But moreover, it's a national security issue, and it becomes a trade issue. So making sure that as we look at the challenges that we have in our backyard, that lawmakers understand that, you know, it is a bigger effect in regards to trade and how we're looking at opportunities.
Finstead says he's also concerned about potential outbreaks of African swine fever in the U.S. and wants farm bill negotiators to consider prevention and response. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber's mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle business was basically wrapped up for the week by Friday, and cash hogs were steady to lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update, brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Onward to Orlando. CattleCon 24 is just around the corner. Register today at convention.ncba.org. Again, direct cash cattle business was mostly quiet on Friday. There was light trade at mostly 173 live in Kansas, a dollar higher than Thursday, and some very light activity at 273 dressed in the north. Thursday's trade was light, primarily at 172 live, a dollar from the previous week's weighted average, and mostly 272 to 273 dressed, 2 to 3 higher. Asking prices for what's left on the show list were 174 plus live and 274 plus dressed, with bids at 172 to 173 live and 273 dressed. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate movement. Choices down $1.57 at $2.89.71. Select beef is up $1.09 at $2.60.33. The estimated cattle slaughter Friday was 125,000 head, up 12,000 on the week and 6,000 on the year. At the Eastern Missouri Commission Company feeder cattle sale, compared to the previous test, there was a light run with firm to higher undertone despite a lack of comparable supplies. The USDA says demand was good for that light run, with receipts down from both the prior report and the final sale of 2022. Medium and large number 1 to 2 feeder steers reported at 254 to 271. 7 to 8 weight steers brought 217 to 231. Medium and large number 1 feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds sold at 226 to 239.50. 6 to 7 weight heifers ranged from 218 to 227. Cash hogs were steady to lower, with light closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Demand did pick up steam as the day went on, but it was a fairly quiet round of business ahead of the New Year celebrations. Many buyers either had the needed near-term numbers on hand or were willing to wait for 2024. The USDA continues to monitor holiday retail clearance. National direct barrels and gilts closed $2.79 lower, with a base price range of $41 to $49.50 for a weighted average of $43.57. Iowa Southern Minnesota was down $2.37 at $45.32, and the Western Corn Belt on Friday was $2.47 lower at $43.89. Pork closed $2.15 higher at $84.76. Butts, picnics, ribs, hams, and bellies were firm to sharply higher, with loins sharply lower. The estimated hog slaughter of 485,000 head is up 57,000 on the week and 3,000 on the year. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Direct Cattle Business Friday was mostly at 173 live. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Take your corn yields to the max with superior genetics and next-level performance. Explore one-of-a-kind hybrids from MX Series Corn by Stein. Learn more at steinseed.com. Soybeans and corn are down with at least some rainfall in the forecast for parts of Brazil. January beans were 11 and 3 quarters lower at 1293 and a half. March was down 14 at 1298. March corn was down 3 at 471 and a quarter. May was 2 and a half lower at 484. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, adjusting spreads at the end of the year. February live was down 42 at 168.50. April was 2 lower at 172.25. January feeders were down 17 at 222.30. And hogs were at a premium to cash and mostly lower Friday. February was 87 at 67.97. April was 15 lower at 74.85. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farm worker shortages are nothing new. A past example today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. With many young men needed for the military effort during World War II, some professions, including farming, were short of workers. Popular radio programs of the day, like the Green Hornet, were tapped to help solve the shortage. Here's a clip from a May 1942 broadcast.
In the interest of our government, the King Fendel Broadcasting Corporation asks you to accept Uncle Sam as the sponsor of the Green Hornet program. Have you ever worked on a farm? Do you want a farm job? Then you are needed to help produce food for victory. America must plant, grow, harvest, and process more food. Food for our armed force, our allies, and food for our army of war production workers. If you have ever worked on a farm, you can help win the battle of food production. If you've ever worked on a dairy farm, there's a job waiting for you, especially if you know how to operate a milking machine. Register now at your nearest United States employment office.
Anyone alive today who may have heard that broadcast was probably pretty young at the time, but perhaps had parents or other adult relatives who responded to work those farms during the war. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
dairy margin insurance has been critical for farmers in 2023. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Razor-thin margins have triggered insurance payments to dairy farmers almost every month in 2023. American Farm Bureau Federation's Danny Munch tells Brownfield all farmers enrolled in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for the first time received catastrophic payments during the summer.
For the first time in the program's history, in both the months of June and July, the milk margin calculated under dairy margin coverage was below that $4 a hundredweight catastrophic coverage level. So very tight margins.
He says feed costs are becoming more manageable after harvest, but if prices remain high and farmers experience program delays in 2024...
which actually might give some advantage to farmers who will at least see how some of the market prices have been for January.
Through October, USDA has paid dairy farmers in the program nearly $1.3 billion. Milk futures were higher in the near months and the cash dairy markets mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. January Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at $15.43. February up 5 at $15.74. March went up 6 cents to $16.41. April down 2 cents at $17.14. May through November contracts ranged from unchanged in November to 16 cents lower in October. Dry whey was unchanged for a second straight day at 38.5 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4 cents at 147 with 8 sales. Barrels went down 3 cents to 140, 10 sales recorded. Butter went up a half cent to 266.5 with 2 sales. Non-fat dry milk up a half cent to 117 with 2 sales. The markets are closed Monday for the New Year's holiday and will reopen Tuesday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest here on WRCO Radio as we get ready for a Happy New Year, Tom.
Well, it is, and thank you, and Happy New Year's to everyone out there. It's been a great year for 23 for Mueller Implement, and I hope it's been for everybody else. But 24 looks exciting. We've got lots of things to look forward to. Hopefully, we'll have some great weather next year and won't be so dry. It was dry this year, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. But if people want to maybe carry out their New Year's resolutions, you can help them, can't you?
I sure can. There's a lot of things you can do here at Mueller Implement, but a couple of them, if you want to save some taxes, stop by. We've got lawnmowers. We've got all kinds of things that you can buy. Those people in the construction world, we have lots of construction equipment, whether it be walk-behind saws, jumping jacks, plates, or whatever, backhoes, you name it. We've got it on hand. And, of course, we have a ton of other things that qualify for end-of-the-year discounts. So keep us in mind. We have a huge selection of gas and electric blowers, handheld and backpacks, and they're 15% off. That's a Mueller Implement only program, and we're doing that just because it's 'tis the season and we can do it, and that's always fun, Phil. But the other side of our business, of course, is we're really busy fixing things. People are getting ready for spring, and I know that sounds crazy, but it really is the time of year to do it because there will be a lot of shops that won't exist next year, and there'll be a lot less servicing centers, and it's very important to understand things are changing, and if you have things that have to be serviced, don't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. You're kind of the ultimate guy that really is a positive guy, you know, looking ahead to spring when right now we got a lot of winter to go yet.
I understand. Of course, you know, the life is always interesting. I'm curious about 2030, and hopefully you are too. We'll get there somehow. But between now and then, we have to survive, and it's a great time to stop and see Mueller Implement because you can not only buy some equipment that's designed to last anywhere from 30 to 50 years, but you'll be buying quality that's serviceable, and you'll be able to keep it going for at least a generation or two. And it's really all about the customer. So when you walk through the door at Mueller Implement, you're going to find a fantastic array of very high-quality items from mowers to UTVs, you name it, we've got it on hand. But better yet, we've got great people, and the people really spend the time with you. We're going to make you feel good, because when you walk into a store and you don't feel like you're welcome, I always tell everybody, walk out, because they really don't want your business.
Right. So I just had a new grandson 2 weeks ago, Tom, so I can hand my mower down to him eventually then, right?
You sure can, Phil. And the sooner he grows up, the better, so I can sell you another one. That'd be the key right there. That's how I look at it.
Man, you always have an angle, don't you?
Yeah, we do. The key, though, is to get down here to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. It's not that hard to get here. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, Farm and Fleet, that's our neighbors. Their lights are on, so that means they're in business. So you want to stop and see them as well. They're great people. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. Go to www.mullerrental.com. That's their internet site. You'll find everything there. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller, and you will see an array of special used and et cetera. But you know what? Give us a holler at 935-2751. But the best thing you can do is stop in. We'll spend the time with you.
All right. Again, all the best to you in 2024, Tom.
Thank you. You as well, Phil. And hopefully you break as many pledges as you can.
Okay. I'm sure I will within the first few hours. All right. Yeah. That's Tom Mueller joining us from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Classic Charlie Pride on the Light in the Mill Cow Show Holiday Edition. Good Monday morning. Well, okay, the party's over, but you can start again today. The Badgers play football, so that's always one of the highlights of New Year's Day. If the Badgers happen to be in a bowl game, and they are a little bit later on today, ReliaQuest Bowl, which kicks off at 11 o'clock. Tony's weather is coming up. This is Gene Watson.
The old man told his story about the years gone by. How he played his horn down in New Orleans in some old dingy dive. I knew them all back then, he said, as he reached out for his horn. He closed his eyes and wet his lips, and then the blues were born. He played with so much feeling, tears came from his eyes. He stopped and reminisced a bit, and then he gave a sigh. Almost made it, but that's before your time. Dixieland, poor folks blues,
Fat Man Jackson's wine. Slapped his knee and gave a grin. It sure was good back then. Reaching for his home on the floor. Placed it in an old toe sack that hung across his back. He said goodbye, then shuffled out the door. Enthused by what he told me, I never got his name. So I called the waitress over and started to explain. A tired old man, his tarnished horn, and memories of years gone by. How he played his horn and reminisced and smiled with tear-dimmed eyes. She said, "You are mistaken. There's been no one but you. But I know who you're talking about. I used to know him too. You'll find him down on Basin Street, in back of an old churchyard. A stone that reads, 'Rest in peace.' I tried, but it sure was hard. Slapped his knee and gave a grin. It sure was good back then. Reaching for his home on the floor. Placed it in an old toe sack that hung across his back. He said goodbye, then shuffled out. Said goodbye, then shuffled out the door.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning and Happy New Year. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're coming off a record warm December across the Midwest. In fact, our warmest December in many places on record. January is starting a little cooler, but certainly still above normal by about 5 to 7 degrees for the upcoming week. Not a whole lot of action this week as well, with high pressure mainly in control, but there will be a couple of weak fronts passing by, mainly with some gusty winds and cloud cover. One of those coming through late tomorrow into Wednesday might produce a few flurries in the north or northeast half of Wisconsin, and of course some lake effect snow behind that Wednesday in the northern tip of the state into lower Michigan as well. We'll have another system come toward the Midwest. It looks like Saturday evening into Sunday. That'll be our next chance of some general light snow across the region. A small accumulation can't be ruled out. There are signs of a powerful storm system developing early next week in the southern plains, then tracking up toward the central Great Lakes. Could bring some heavy snow, at least to southeast Wisconsin. Certainly bears watching for early next week. Here's that forecast for today. Clouds giving way to some sunshine gradually. High temperature about 33. Northwest wind at 5 to 10, becoming west. Tonight partly cloudy and a bit breezy. Low 22. 32. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer, high of 37. Southwest to west wind 10 to 17. Tuesday night passing clouds, not too cold, low in the mid-20s. Wednesday breaks of sun and breezy with a high of 32. Heading into Thursday, plenty of sunshine, low 15, high of 31. Friday should be partly cloudy, low 17, high 33. Saturday clouds gradually building in, low 20, high 35. There's a 30% chance of light snow Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's low in the mid-20s with highs in the low 30s. Hope you have a great New Year's Day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
26 degrees and partly cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 32 for the final day of 2023. The record high for January 1st goes way back to 1897 at 54. Record low, also an old record, 1892, 29 below zero. Last year's high was 41 and the low was 31. Sunset will happen at 4:37 this afternoon. That's after this morning's sunrise time of 7:33. Southwest winds are currently 3 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.28. No precipitation today. It's partly cloudy, and after a midnight reading of 31, we're at 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. As we keep you company on this Monday, Happy New Year. January 1st is here, and we're ready to roll into 2024 with a news update at 6 o'clock, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.